Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn, and welcome to His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. I am so grateful that you guys decided to join in with us today, even to go back and listen to the recording. We just thank God for another opportunity to share with you in this time and in this season. Today, God has given me a topic that speaks of king that says kingdom business can't wait. In other words, kingdom business, anything that God has assigned us to do, anything that He has given us to be over, it cannot, N-O-T, not wait. It has to be done. We can no longer put it on the back burner. We can no longer say, I will get to it later or next week or next year, or I'll put it on my calendar for 2016 or 2017. We can no longer do that because, you know, the Bible already tells us that tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And so we have to take full advantage of the opportunities that is given us to the day, in that day, to go on and do whatever God has told us to do and walk in obedience. That's the key, to walk in obedience. And so, again, the topic today is kingdom business can't wait. C-A-N-T, can't wait. Amen. So let us open up in prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise you, God. We thank you for being such an awesome God to us. We glorify you and we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you for loving us and keeping us. We thank you for grace and your mercy. Oh, God, we just thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. And we just honor you today, God, and we magnify you and we exalt you. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit who is already covering the airwaves. I thank you for every listener who will come and listen to the recording. And I pray that they are blessed. We lift up our sponsors to you today, God, and we ask that you cover them and keep them in your precious care. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, we magnify you, and we exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so, praise God. Yes, today is just such an awesome day. We're going to be looking at Luke 19 today. And I'm going to start reading at Luke 19, starting at verse 12. And it says, "The nobleman left 10 of his servants with money and instructions to invest it wisely while he was away. When the man returned, he found that some of the servants had worked hard to increase his wealth. For those servants, the man praised and rewarded them. 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied, 'because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.'" And it drops down and it says, "But one servant hid the money away out of fear," there's that word fear, "that he would fail. For that servant, the master said, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out of what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didn't you put the money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away." And so what God wants to know is, can he trust us with the resources that he has given us? Can he trust us to sow? Can he trust us to tithe into the ministries that God has called us to be a part of, and not just called to be a part of, but can he trust us to be about kingdom business? Because listen, when people go out and they go minister and they go to different countries, they go to different cities, different states, when they go, they need finances. And so we know that God is a provider, but he also blesses us with a seed to sow in the ministry. We can't tell people, okay, well, I don't have, we can't just say, you know, ourselves, as God has called us to go to minister. We can't just say, well, I can't go because I don't have the finances. No, we can't put God's assignment on hold. His assignment, it cannot wait. This is kingdom business. What we have to do is we have to trust God. We have to trust him that he is going to provide the resource. He is our source. We have to trust him that he's going to provide everything that we need to go out and do kingdom business. We can't put his assignments on the back burner because our finances are not looking the way that we think it should look. And not only just in finances, the question is, what will we do with the opportunities that God has given us? Will we turn our backs on them? I mean, will we turn our backs on having an opportunity to minister to people? Will we turn our backs on the opportunities to pray for people? Will we turn our backs on the opportunity to be an encouragement to those who are standing in need of encouragement? Will we turn our backs on those things just because we are having a bad day? You know, if you think about it, you know, those of us who work jobs, who go out and work jobs, you know, if you can't just call in all the time just because you're having a bad day. I mean, come on. You can't call in just because you got a little sniffle or a cold or something, because a lot of these employment, a lot of these places, they don't take that. No, they want you to come in whether you're sick. They don't care if your nose is running. They don't care if you're halfway breathing. They don't care about that. All they care about is that slot that you are supposed to fill from 9 to 5 is being filled, or whatever shift that you are working. That's all they care about. They want to make sure that they are not shorthanded, and so that they won't get backed up. And so we have to look at it like this. If we can press forth, if we can persevere and push forward for man, then why can't we do that for God? You know, sometimes we get a little cough or a little cold, and all of a sudden we can't pray. We can't go to the worship service. We can't do Bible study. I mean, we can't do nothing because we're not feeling well. I mean, but think about it. You know, we're basically, when we do that, we're basically putting man on top of God, because we still go punch man's clock. So why should we put kingdom business on hand, or put kingdom business on the back burner, because we're not feeling 100%? We're not going to feel 100% all the time, but we still persevere. We still have to press through. We still have to use every opportunity to go forth and do what it is God has called us to do, because it's about kingdom business. It's not about us. It's not about how we're feeling. It's not about our emotions. You know, sometimes our emotions, they're all up in a knot, you know, and all of a sudden we feel some type of way and we don't want to pray for people and, you know, all kinds of things like that. And, I mean, hey, that's not godly. That's not Christ-like. And that sure isn't kingdom business. God wants to know in this hour, can he trust us to move forth? Can he trust us to not put what he has given us charge over in ministry? Can he trust us to not just throw in the towel? Can he trust us to keep going forward, doing what he has called us to do, even though we're not feeling ourselves? We're not going to feel ourselves all the time. Jesus still went forward. He knew what he was coming up against when it was time for him to go to Calvary. He knew what he was coming up against. But yet still, he kept pressing forward. He kept going forward, even though when people talked about him and called him all kinds of names, false prophet and all kinds of things like that. What did he do? He kept on pressing forward because he knew the assignment that he had before him. He knew that he had to do the will of God. And so we as believers, we as children of God, we have to know without a doubt, when we say yes to God, we say yes to kingdom business. When we say yes to God, we say yes to the kingdom assignment. When we say yes to God, we say yes, we're going to keep on going forward in the Lord and trust him to do whatever it is that he wants to do. We are just a vessel. We are just a vessel. That's all we are. We are vessels. And so what we have to learn how to do is we have to look within ourselves and ask ourselves this question. Are we serving God with all of our heart and our soul, or are we like the servant who kept the resources to himself? That's what we have to ask ourselves. You know, sometimes God tells us to give, you know, and we look at our pockets and we say, well, I only have $20. And God said, give 10. We struggle with that. We don't even want to let go of that $10. If God said, give you, okay, you got 20, and now give, I want you to give 10. I want you to sow 10. You know, I want you to bless, you know, this person with 10 of that 20. And we, you know, we hold on to those finances, to that money so tight. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to bless someone else with it, even after God has told us to do it. We're not hurting God. We're hurting ourselves. First of all, we're being disobedient. Second of all, we're stopping the reaping because you reap what you sow. And so if you sow little, you reap little. That's just the way it is, you know, especially if we are not walking in obedience. If we're not walking in obedience, we ain't got no business trying to reap nothing. I mean, that's just the way it is. The Bible says, can a man rob God? Yeah. That's kingdom business. When we sow into the kingdom. We give back to God what he's given to us even more, even greater. That's kingdom business. And when we sow into ministries and we sow into leaders, when we sow into things like that, you know, people who are going over different countries and nations and things like that, we're sowing, we're giving back. We're sowing into that ministry to help feed hungry children and help get clean water. And even in our communities, you know, we're helping to clothe people who are homeless and give it to the homeless shelter and helping to feed them. That's kingdom business. Kingdom business can't wait. Just because we are feeling some type of way one particular day and we decide we don't want to give to the homeless or we don't want to give to those who are hungry, what happens? That person is hungry for the rest of the evening. What if nobody else comes that way? But we had the opportunity to share that $10 from that out of that $20 to help bless them with the meal, even if we were to buy the meal ourselves. What happens? They're hungry for the rest of the night. What if God says, okay, look, you've got 20 blankets in your closet. I want you to take 10 of them down there to the shelter so that these people will have some warm blankets for the winter time. But we're holding on to stuff. We don't want to give away nothing. We're tight. We're tight in our giving. We're basically stingy Christians. Yeah. And what happens? You know, we could help someone. We can help families. We can help children. We can help the homeless. We can help them be warm for that night or for that month or practically for that year, because everybody is just not givers. You know, we need to think about what it is that God has given us. What resources do we have in our hands that God has given us that we can be a blessing to someone else? That's kingdom business. When we put off doing kingdom business, we basically put God on hold. How are we going to put God on hold? He is the one who releases everything to us. He is the one. He is our main source. He is the one. What can God turn? Can he trust us to do what he has called us to do? Can he trust us to not put his? We need to be about the Father's business. You know, I wanted to share something with you guys, and I may have shared it before. Unfortunately, you know, I'm dealing with some things, you know, like rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, and sometimes it's difficult to walk. I mean, sometimes it's difficult just to sleep at night. Sometimes it's difficult just to sit at my computer. Sometimes it's difficult to type, you know. I mean, it's just difficult right now. But you know what? Everything that God has called me to do, I am determined to do it because that's my assignment. And I trust God that that I'm going to be healed. I already trust, yes, I'm healed. By the blood of Jesus, I'm healed. But in the meantime, I have work to do. Yes, I have work to do. And that is the type of mindset that we need to have. I mean, the way I look at it, when I was working a 9-to-5 job, but basically I never really worked a 9-to-5 job. It was always 12, 13, 14 hours a day. But when I worked, you know, punched the clock, and, you know, when I worked at a regular job, I had to, some days I was just not feeling, you know, feeling good. But you know what I did? I went on and I went to work anyway. And sometimes I would work a double shift, still not feeling good. I would work a double shift. Yeah. And so, and then turn around and come back to work the next day and work another 10, 12, 14 hours. Even when I was, you know, not feeling good, even if I had a cold, even if my body was aching, but I still kept on pressing through. And so I look at it like this. If I can do that for man, if I can go to work and punch a job, punch a clock and work and work and work. And basically what I did is I worked like a Hebrew slave. I did. That's just keeping it real. But even when I was not feeling good, I still kept working. And so I look at it like this. Now that God has called me over different assignments and he has given me several ministries to oversee, and he's trusted me to carry these things out. He's trusted me to be a mouthpiece in the earth. He's trusted me to share him with others. He's trusting me to be on this radio, on this Blog Talk Radio. He's trusting me to minister in different capacities. So what do? I have to keep on pressing and trusting God that he's going to take care of everything. Yes, he's going to give me the strength. I have to persevere, and that's the type of mindset that we have to have. We can't put God's business on hold. Kingdom business cannot wait. It just simply can't. And we as the body of Christ, we have to put that in our mind. You know, we have to say, hey, I don't care what comes my way. If I'm able to breathe, if I can't get out the house to do what I need to do right now, I'm going to get on this conference line, and I'm going to teach, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to minister. Yes, that's what we're going to do. We're not going to just say, you know, like the enemy tried to say, well, you know, you should go ahead and counsel tonight. The devil is a liar. I don't care if it's just me on the line. The devil is a liar. I don't care how I'm feeling right now. I know that God's word has to go forward. I know that every Wednesday I'm supposed to be on this line. As long as I have breath in my body, I'm supposed to be on this line to do what God has called me to do. And, you know, we can't just allow, you know, things to come our way just to shut us down like that, because the enemy would love for us to do that. He would love for us to shut it down. He would love for us just to stop ministry just because people, you know, you may have a conference coming your way. God may have given you an assignment to hold a conference. I don't care if it's two people there, if it's three people there, if it's four people there, you and three and four more people, that's okay. You keep that conference going, because that's an assignment. That's kingdom business that God has called you to oversee. That's an assignment that he has given you. And sometimes we get caught up in things like that, especially in conferences. I mean, you know, in church services, you know, all of a sudden, you know, sometimes you may have five or six people sitting there in the church, and you're doing, you're preaching, or either you're singing, or either you're giving a word, or even reading the scripture, anything, you know, that God has called you to do. And, you know, people are just sitting there looking like they're dead, like they have no life in them, like they're not, you know, just grateful to even be alive. Hey, you don't stop what you're supposed to be doing just because other folks are just, you know, in their own self, in their flesh, basically, because that's what they are, in their flesh. You keep on doing kingdom business. You can't stop that because people are in their cells. You can't stop Sunday morning worship because people are sitting there, you know, like they don't want to be there. Your assignment is to keep pressing forward. Your assignment is to handle kingdom business. Your assignment is to be about kingdom business. We can talk about kingdom business all day long, but if we're not putting any action to it, we're just running our mouths, breathing hot air. That's all we're doing. And so God wants to know, is in this hour, can he trust us to do kingdom business? The word says, occupy till I come. That doesn't mean just hold that space. Come on. That means do something. Do what he's told you to do. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Are we willing to serve him obediently in whatever he has called us to do? Are we willing to witness? Are we willing to witness to those who don't know Christ but love them at the same time without being so judgmental? Can we joyfully share God's love and salvation? Can we do that? That's kingdom business right there. When we bring glory to God, that's kingdom business. Are we going to give God back what he's given us and even more? You know, some of us work these jobs and we work, and we don't sow, but we want God to bless us. No, that is not kingdom business. That is not of God. Some of us work these jobs and we, you know, and oh my God, and we don't give. We don't, hey, come on. That is not of God. If the Lord has blessed us with a job, you need to be a sower, because that's what the word of God tells us. You reap what you sow. Give 10% of the tithe. And if the Lord tells you to give more, you give more. You have to be a giver. The Bible tells us it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Some of us won't even give $5. That's not, you know, hey, if we're going to be about the kingdom business, we need to be all the way in it, not halfway. Are we willing to go places that some people don't want to go? Some of us are so uppity as Christians. We won't go in certain areas because, you know, oh, I can't go there and minister. Well, what if God told you to go? If God told you to go, you better get to step in. That's all I can tell you. Why? Because you're about kingdom business. And when you're about kingdom business, you're not looking at who's around you and how they're looking and how they're dressed. When you hear the voice of God that say, go, we go. Because it's about kingdom business. It's not about the area. It's not about who's there. It's not about how someone's house look or anything like that. If God says go, the Holy Spirit told you to go and minister. Yes, you know, if we miss that opportunity, if the Lord tells us to go and minister to someone, you know, in a different kind of neighborhood that we may be used to, and we don't go, what if that person never ever gets a chance again to have Christ shared with them, to offer? What if no one else comes that way again, to share the plan of salvation, to share God's love? What if that's it? What if? What if we turn our backs on our assignments? The Bible says again, occupy till I come. Not just sit there and don't do anything. We have to trust God in all things. I mean, he wants to know. Listen, if we're serving him with our whole heart and our whole soul, that means that we are not concerned about any other, you know, any other business. And that's, and what I'm saying is this, you know, you may have a goal and you may have something that you want to, a vision that, you know, all of that should be wrapped around kingdom business too. So we can't separate that. It's all about God. And so what I'm saying is that, you know, ministry, when it comes to ministry, we can't put that on hold. Whatever ministry God has called you to, we can't put it on hold. We can either be, you know, the type of Christian who know about kingdom business and do it, or we can be the other part of the Christian who know about it but just don't do it. It's up to us. It's all about obedience. It comes back to obedience. Like the hardworking servant who was rewarded, we will all receive our rewards in heaven. We can't buy our way into heaven, and we can't work our way into heaven. Our salvation is only through Jesus Christ. And so whatever we're supposed to do on earth, we need to be determined to do it. That's what we need to have some kind of the kind of determination that can't nobody tear down. We need to have that kind of perseverance that can't nobody deter us, can't nobody speak negative towards us so much to the point that we just want to stop doing what God has called us to do. That's the kind of determination we have to have. Think about what Jesus went through. He went all the way to Calvary and even beyond. He was beaten beyond recognition because he loved us so much. He was determined to do the will of the Father, to be obedient. And that's how we need to be. We need to be Christ-like in all of our ways, in our conversations, in our actions. When it comes to doing kingdom business, we need to be Christ-like in everything that we do. Perseverance, endure. Yes, you're going to have to endure some things when it comes to kingdom business. We cannot put God's work on hold. We cannot put it on the back burner. We cannot say, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it next year. Well, what if God told you to do it today? If God told us to do something, a particular assignment today, if he called us to do something today, we need to do it today. God don't put us on hold. When we ask him for a blessing, he may not give it to us right away, but there's always a good reason with God, and we never have to question that. We know it's coming. It may not come when we want it to come, but we know it's coming. So he don't put us on hold, so why do we need to put God on hold? Occupy till I come. Do what God has called us to do. Be about his business. Again, the same way we go and we punch these clocks 9 to 5, we need to be, you know, and we make sure, and, you know, we're on time, too. Yeah. We're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. We're on time. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. If we call ourselves believers and we're exemplifying Christ, if you're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock, you need to be at work at 9 o'clock. That's just the bottom line. You know, it's about faithfulness. Yeah. And so whatever it is that God has called us to be faithful over, we need to be faithful over it, period. If he's blessed you with a job, you know that you have to be at work at a certain time, you need to be there. You know, especially us as believers, because other people are looking at us. That's kingdom business too. We're exemplifying Christ. His characteristic traits are shining in us. And when they look at us, they should see Christ. Everything about us should glorify God. If we call ourselves, especially leaders, in the body of Christ, and we going to work, you know, and we're always late. We're always running in there late. We're always rushing, you know, and people are looking at us. How can we tell them about being faithful in anything when we can't be faithful over the things that God has blessed us with? That's kingdom business as well. And so I implore you today, you know, as we do the things of do what God has called us to do, as we walk in obedience, go back and read that scripture in Luke 19, 12 through 26. Go back and read that. That's a powerful scripture. And then ask yourself, are you serving God with all of our heart and in our soul? What is it that we're doing that God has called? Are we doing, first of all, I'm not talking about just doing stuff just to do it. I'm talking about doing what God has called us to do. Oftentimes we can put our hands in things that God told and never told us to put our hands into. And all of a sudden we become a part of a group or organization, or we, you know, say yes to assignments that God didn't even give us. And we find ourselves becoming overwhelmed. We need to be about kingdom business. That's the kind of business that can't wait. His business. Anything else, it can wait. Kingdom business. Whether it's in business, whether it's in your, whether you're writing books, whether you're teaching, whatever it is, whether you're raising a family, it all is kingdom business, because it all goes back to God. It all should be surrounded, centered around Jesus Christ. And so I want to thank you guys for joining in today. I thank God for you. I thank God for those who are coming on the line. Continue to pray for us here on the radio broadcast. Continue to invite others, even if you can't make it yourself on the line. You know, we ask that you invite others, that they may come in and join in and hear the word that's being spoken. I mean, you know, we're sharing what's on the heart of God. That's the name of the radio show. It's His Heart Speaks. And so we share, I speak only what God has spoken. And so as you go about your day, or, you know, Wednesday comes every Wednesday, and we're here every Wednesday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're on the air. And again, I thank you guys for joining in, and those who are going to come behind and listen to the recording. Father, we thank you for this hour, this time that you have allowed us to share. I pray that someone has been blessed today, God. I pray that those who come behind me listening to the recording will be blessed as well, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you just, Holy Spirit, strike something in us, Father God. Light a fire in us, Lord God, that will be shining so bright, oh God, flame so high, oh God, that would give us a hunger and a thirst to be about your business, God, not wavering, God, but staying the course, fighting the good fight of faith, doing what you have called us to do, being obedient, serving you with our whole heart and our whole soul. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, everyone, you guys have a wonderful remainder of the afternoon. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio show. We thank God for you, and we'll see you on next Wednesday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You guys be blessed and have a great remainder of the week.